This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing. I know
when that hotline is one of the newest Dallas Mavericks. He came here as part of the trade with the Knicks. It is the mighty Tim Hardaway Jr. How you doing today, Tim?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. Thanks for taking time to jump on with us. And you guys just got back into the swing of things yesterday after a nice long All-Star break. So I think I know what you might have done on your All-Star break, but why don't you tell us? You guys played your last game last week, and you had several days off. So what did you end up doing over those 7 days?
I'm from Miami, so it doesn't hurt to go back home and catch some great weather, 85 degrees the whole time there, and just catch some sun rays, man. It was a great time with my friends and family, and I enjoyed the time off.
Is that enough time to kind of refresh the old body and get you ready for the last part of the season?
Yeah, you don't want to be away from the game too long. You know, I mean, some of the guys, I know myself included, you know, probably put some work in, probably towards the back end of the break. But, I think it was long enough break, you know, just to take some time off and let your body recuperate, relax, and just be back home with your friends and family.
What has been your initial impressions? It hadn't been that long, but what have been your first impressions of playing here in Dallas and specifically vibing off of Luka?
Luka, first of all, you know, he's a great talent. You know, he's, like I said, he's this guy's not a rookie. You know, he's played professionally overseas, so he knows the ins and outs of the game. He knows how to dissect the defense when you're playing offense, and he does the best of his abilities, you know, moving at his pace and being that effective. So just playing with that guy, you know, he's going to create a lot of havoc and a lot of attention towards himself. So it makes our jobs, you know, easy for him if we just knock down our wide open shots. The environment here in Dallas has been great. The city's been great. And it's just been a whirlwind, you know, these past couple of weeks.
You know, give me a comp for Luka, but I'll let you combine two players. Luka is this guy and a little bit of this guy. Who would those two players be?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, everybody wants to compare him with the James Harden with the step back. And, you know, I see a lot of Brandon Roy in him.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, Brandon Roy, you know, that guy made big shots, knocked down the three, get to the lane, moved at his pace, played point at a great size, see over defenders, and you know, a lot of people forget about Brandon Roy, but you know, I really could see him, Brandon Roy and James Harden mixed together.
Are you too young to remember your dad being on the Run TMC teams? You were really young then, weren't you?
I was born in 92, so I really can't talk about it, but I mean, I remember looking at some YouTube clips of him and looking at how them like Run TMC and Don Nelson, how he got those guys going, and you know, that type of brand of basketball is being played today, just running up and down, playing at a fast pace, shooting threes and layups. So that type of brand of basketball, I think they really started that.
Yeah, I'd like to go down this path for a minute. We're talking to Tim Hardaway Jr., the newest Maverick here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I think you were probably like around 10 or so when your dad had time here in Dallas. Like, do you remember that, or did you come to Dallas?
Yeah, I lived in Dallas for fourth grade, Plano, Texas, Indian Creek, I think elementary. I think that's where I went to school. I think that's the name of it, if I can remember. I only was here for a year. I remember that year it snowed. For a little bit, and I think Dallas hasn't had snow in a very long time. So, 2001 has been a long time. That's all I can remember, to be honest with you.
And that was fourth grade?
Fourth grade, 2001, Plano, Texas. That's where I live.
Go ahead and give us some of your youth sports numbers from that year. Give us a scouting report on you as a youth sports athlete. Were you getting in some football, everything? What were you doing?
Man, I was doing everything, man. I really didn't even have a sport. I was just a kid trying to have fun, make friends, moving to a new city.
Yeah, you guys, and that's probably, you know, about the time your dad's career, he ended up bouncing around a little bit, so you probably had to move around and make new friends everywhere you go. You guys, Donnie said this during the press conference, where you were born right around the time, you know, his daughter and his son were born. And, you know, obviously your dad had some ties to the Nelsons because of the Golden State and then coming back here. So how long have you known Donnie Nelson and been kind of a part of that scene?
No, I mean, obviously for a very, very long time, and I'm pretty sure my dad still keeps in contact with them all. And another guy that's really helped me out, I've known since I was a kid, is Michael Finley. And him being a Chicago native and my dad being a Chicago native, you know, they're really close. And he really helped out with this transition a lot as well.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I asked you to give me two players to compare Luka. Give me two players that you ideally would love to be compared to when you're done playing. I know you're not saying you're this guy or that guy, but the styles that you emulate maybe. What two guys, if you heard somebody say, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. is this guy and this guy, what do you think if somebody said that, you'd be like, yeah, it's pretty good?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea. I never even thought of that question, to be honest with you. I can't
you know
answer,
how to answer that.
That. Probably,
the way,
yeah, I'm not answering
just
that
say,
question.
Just answer it. Just say Jordan and Kobe.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to put them on the phone like that. Those are two fantastic Hall of Famers. You know, I still got a lot of work to do.
Well, let me ask you this: did you feel pressure growing up to have a crossover? Because that was your dad's signature move, was just crossover on a dime.
Yeah, I think my dad. My dad could tell you this story. I mean, I think he used that move a lot just to, because he was so much smaller than everybody growing up. So he had to find ways to create a space for his jump shot and for him to get to the lane and lay the ball in. So, I mean, that's why he developed that move. And I think for myself, I mean, we're two different type of basketball players. I'm taller than him, 6'5", 6'6". And I don't really need that much separation to get my shot off. I can elevate over people. So I think it's just two different ways. So I didn't really feel like it was a big deal for me. I mean, I would probably bring it out here and there occasionally, not all the time, but you'll see if I bring it out.
I love it. We were talking to Tim Hardaway Jr., one of the newest members of the Dallas Mavericks. Let's get to know you a little bit away from basketball. What do you like to do? What are your hobbies outside of sports?
Man, I love food, man. I love going out, eating with friends, family, and I don't golf as much, but if I get out there, I go out there and golf a little bit. Bowling, big bowling guy, love the bowl, and that's really about it. I'm just an active guy. I don't like staying in the house as much. I'd rather drive around the city for like an hour and just sightsee rather than stay at home and lay down.
Man, I don't know if you like hanging out with 48-year-olds, but you just named my three favorite things: food, golf, and bowling. Really think we could be besties if you want. Have you had a chance to get out and try some of these great Dallas restaurants?
Yeah, I've tried a couple here and there. I'm pretty sure I'm just waiting for my family to come down here so we could try out some more. I'm just really looking forward to what Dallas has to offer, and, you know, I'm really excited to be here.
So let's just say somebody's been living under a rock and they've never seen Porzingis play. What type of a scouting report would you give? How would you explain his game to somebody?
Well, you can't teach height. That's first and foremost. And you can't teach height at that athleticism and being that agile. So with a guy that can shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor, and he's a rim protector. He can bring the ball off the floor. Great guy to throw a lob to. Plays hard, vocal. just everything you're asking for in a guy 7'2" that's a wing in a 7'2's body.
You know, I'm curious. I think this all correlates to me. You and Trey Burke have now played at Michigan together, the Knicks together, and the Mavericks together, right?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well just not be inseparable, right?
I was gonna. I hope you guys like each other because you keep ending up in the same place together.
Exactly. yeah, we've been on the journey together since college, and you know, it's been fun, man. I mean, I'm really glad that I have someone that I grew up, playing with in college and around this time in my career, and there's a lot of stories that we have together, so we'll be able to tell, our young ones when they get older.
All right, Tim, before we let you go, hey, first of all, thank you for jumping on with us, and we'll see you out at the AAC tomorrow. But before we let you go, what do you guys have to do to stack it together here in these final 20-something games and make a run?
Yeah, man, I mean, coach is preaching competitiveness. These last 25 games, no one's going to compete harder than us. So that's just got to be our goal, man. We're going out there, competing each and every possession, laying it all on the floor. When you come out the game, there's next man up. Stay positive and control what you can control out there on the floor, not the refs, not your playing time, not shots going in the basket. But you can control going out there, competing, playing defense, and helping your team win.
Awesome stuff, Tim. We really appreciate it, man, and we'll catch you later, brother.
No doubt. Thank you, guys.
There he goes, Tim Hardaway Jr. He's right now, Ben, I think, with the trade going on, him and Luka are your biggest offensive options.
Yeah.
So the Mavericks are relying heavily on him down the stretch. Go ahead and line it up here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.